I thank you, Chair. We would like to draw the attention of the working group to a highly pertinent example of why strong legal liability provisions are critical to the effectiveness of this instrument. In November this year, after a 16-year struggle, three Iraqi survivors of torture, a teacher, a fruit vendor, and a journalist, successfully held US-based government contractor Khaki Premier Technologies legally liable for their role in egregious violations of human rights that took place at Abu Ghraib prison. Abu Ghraib was a notorious US Army-run black site in operation between 2003 and 2006. Khaki and its co-conspirators inflicted almost unspeakable violence on the people held at Abu Ghraib. People held at the facility were subject to electric shocks, deprived of food and water, threatened by dogs, kept naked, beaten across their genitals, held in stress positions, shot in the head with taser guns, and subjected to severe beatings that resulted in broken limbs and vision loss. At least one person was forcibly subjected to sexual acts, and he was cuffed and shackled to cell bars. He was forced to witness the rape of a female prisoner. A jury ruled against the company and awarded the three men represented by the Center for Constitutional Rights a total of $42 million in compensatory and punitive damages. We are very concerned that the proposals offered by the United States and other countries will severely constrict the ability for this working group to form a universal standard of corporate liability that would protect access to justice for survivors of crimes perpetrated by corporations in places like Abu Ghraib. I thank you.